This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. A Bethel Elementary School principal charged with trying to lure a minor into having sex and sending obscene material to a minor made his initial court appearance in Anchorage yesterday. Agents with the FBI's Child Exploitation Task Force arrested Christopher Carmichael, principal of Gladys Jung Elementary School in Bethel, on December 11th. The agents seized Carmichael's school computers and told school officials that no children were in danger. But the charges against Carmichael say Bethel police began investigating him in June when a former student reported Carmichael had touched her inappropriately. The charges say Carmichael was later caught having explicit text conversations with the minor, and in November that he wrote similar sexually charged messages to an undercover FBI agent pretending to be another minor. Assistant U.S. Attorney Kyle Reardon says investigators are continuing to look closely at Carmichael.
We are following up on every possible lead and intend to investigate every possible lead that we have and that comes in.
In court yesterday, Carmichael said yes, sir, to each of the judge's questions and later thanked him for his time. After Magistrate Judge Matthew Scoble officially appointed the public defenders to represent Carmichael, the judge ordered Carmichael to remain behind bars. Carmichael's attorney, Burke Wall-Neal, declined to comment after the hearing. Reardon, the prosecutor, later addressed a question about why it took several months from when the initial report was made to Bethel Police in June to when agents arrested Carmichael in December. Reardon says securing warrants to monitor a person's communications can take time and that law enforcement officials always want to build a strong case with solid evidence.
I don't know what it was that resulted in the case not being brought to our office until November, but I am confident that it was pursued as diligently as the Bethel Police Department were able to do it.
Bethel Police Lieutenant Amy Davis, the department's acting chief, says the initial report of sexual assault of a minor, a state crime, was under investigation at the local level. Davis says she was talking to the FBI about a different case when the Carmichael case came up and the federal investigators offered to help.
Well, it took time to investigate it and to put a case together, and these things take a little bit of time.
Davis says the allegations of child sexual abuse remain under investigation. Carmichael's next court date on the federal charges is set for Friday. Parents and students with concerns after last week's arrest of Carmichael and the allegations against him are reminded that there are resources to reach out to. The Lower Kuskokwim School District has social workers available for emotional support, and anyone is encouraged to call. Their number is 543-4874 or 545-4429. Outside of the school district, there are other resources in the community to reach out to. The Bethel Family Clinic's number is 543-3773, and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Behavioral Health Department is 543-6100. Additionally, any person with information regarding the criminal investigation of Carmichael is encouraged to contact the FBI at 907-276-4441. Lastly, speakers and language learners came from around the U.S. to a week-long workshop in Anchorage with the goal of translating census material. KNBA's Tripp Krause talked with some of the panelists about their effort.
At the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage, a group of about 25 people represented the Gwich'in, Inupiat, Yupik, and Koyukon cultures from Alaska. They gathered to translate materials for the 2020 census. Rochelle Adams, who's Gwich'in Athabascan, works as an Indigenous Language Specialist with the Alaska Public Interest Research Group, or AGPIRG.
I've been doing language work. I've pretty much really dedicated my life to this work, and I've done a lot of work in my home region and also statewide, but I have never seen anything like this happen. It's pretty incredible.
Organized by groups like AGPIRG and Alaska Counts, panelists sat at tables assigned by language, translating words on the census materials.
You know, translation work is really hard to do as individuals or alone, and especially because a lot of this work is really creating language around things that we don't have words for. And so, you know, it takes them being able to speak to each other and kind of scaffold that knowledge off of one another.
Anouk Olin is Inupiaq and a grad student in linguistics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Her family flew back to Alaska to be part of the workshop.
When we're translating census material into Inupiaq or Dinaka or Yupik, that means that we are telling different agencies that our languages matter and that we prefer to, and we require that we communicate in our languages across our communities and with federal or state institutions.
Olin's 8-month-old son, Dath, lies in her lap while she works alongside her own mom, translating the materials into Inupiaq. Olin says having three generations of her family with her is important.
My mom is here working on Inupiaq with me, and I also brought my son. I love this idea of three generations reclaiming our language.
Aside from the translation, multiple generations share stories about their cultures. Rochelle Adams, the language specialist, says one thing she's seen during the workshop is the healing that happens when Alaska Native people share those stories.
I'm just so excited about having this cross-cultural connection. It's been so incredible. And, you know, every day we also, you know, not just talk about language, but we're sharing like some really amazing cultural teachings with one another. I love to see these connections being built, you know, with one another from around the state.
Adam says she hopes that the framework they build at the workshop creates a standardization process and creates guidelines for future language translation projects. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.
This is KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.